For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What up? This is Robert Ory.
Ory, three-pointer. Buries it.
You might know me as Big Shot Bob.
To Ory for three. Oh, unbelievable. This guy is off the charts.
What's going on, Big Shot Bob?
Robert Ory from downtown.
We're in the thick of the NBA playoffs. It is the Big Shot Bob podcast. It is the shoot-around. A little bit of extra bonus show here on Friday. B-Dog Brandon Harper, Rob Jenners, of course. Seven-time NBA champion, Robert Ory. This time of the year bring back memories for you, man, when it's like playoff time and stuff, or not really?
I didn't hear yet. You buzzed out on my ear.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said, this time of year bring back memories for you, man, like playoffs and stuff?
Or... Heck yeah. I got excited, man. I get more engaged. I'm like...
Blood gets boiling a little bit.
I watch every game Saturday. I watch every game Sunday because it's just like, to me, it's good basketball. And when I say good basketball, the refs aren't calling that bullshit, so you don't see all these guys just going to the free throw line, doing all this kind of stupid shit in the game. And you can tell by the scores that have been put up so far, not too many free throws are being shot. So I love this time of year.
There you go. Well, we're in it. If you ever have a question for Ron, by the way, at Big Shot Bob Pod, pretty much everywhere, BHarper90, at Rob Jenners, at RK Ori. You can find us all over the place. Question from Henry to lead us off this week. I saw that Jim Harbaugh got his 15-0 Michigan tattoo on his arm this week. I guess he promised his players if they went unbeaten and won the national title, he'd get a tattoo. So he got a Michigan M 15-0. Rob, did you ever have to get a team tattoo? Was there ever proposed an if we win team tattoo?
No team tattoos over here.
Really?
No, and that tattoo is boring and ugly. I'm like...
I ain't seen it.
Yeah, it's just an M. It's not even the Michigan M to me, and it's just... 15-0, but you know, to each his own. But no, it's like for me, if we'd have went what was it, 16-0 as the Lakers
when we lost that one,
I think we probably did something because that would have been the first time in the history of the NBA that something like that was done.
Yeah,
I think we probably got together and probably did something, but that's the only time I think that we were able to did something like that.
Okay, all right. We also had the list of most overrated players came out this week. We had an anonymous poll amongst current NBA players. The most overrated player in the league, Rudy Gobert.
Oh, Lord.
13.6% of the vote. Second on the list was Jordan Poole at 8.6. Trae Young, who won it, I think, last year, 7.4%. And then Dylan Brooks is on here. James Harden is on here. Most overrated player in the league. Other people on this list that fell below that, excuse me, Bradley Beal, John Collins, Halliburton, Julius Randle, Cat, Pat Bev, AD is on this list, and somehow Jason Tatum is on the list of most overrated players. So some of that to me feels like haters hating on people that maybe...
One or two people threw that name in.
Yeah, that's stupid. That's stupid.
Yeah.
But Gobert, I get it. I mean, I get it.
Off camera, I would tell you who I think on that list. And I was talking to this morning with Candace and Christian about how I feel about this guy. It's like I'm waiting for him to, you know, prove me otherwise because I want him to. But
you can't say this off camera shit. No. You got to say this on camera. Who is it? Fess up.
Okay. I already said him earlier.
We ain't going to kill you for it.
I think to me, I'm still waiting on him to do something impressive, and that's Halliburton.
Oh, okay, he's on the list.
Oh. Yeah, I think for me, that's the one guy that I'm waiting because, and I think it probably boils down to me, you know, watching when people who know how to play defense guard him and sit on his right side, how much trouble he has to score.
Right.
And for me, that's the one guy on that list that I don't want him to be on this list, but I need him to take himself off this list. Now, Jordan Poole, I get that one. Dylan Brooks, I get that one.
Yeah.
Rudy Gobert, I get down, but James Harden, no. Bradley Beal, no. AD, no. And John Collins, because he's kind of in Utah
here.
Now.
Sabonis,
no way.
No.
He Tatum almost averaged a triple-double this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, some of these are just, yeah. But I mean, like Pat Bev is on this list.
AD is not overrated. I don't think, and as much hell as I give him for not being on the floor, I don't think he's overrated. I think there are times, yes, I know where I'm disappointed in him, but he's shown a plethora of times who he is and what he can do. And it's far from being overrated.
Well, some of these guys were really low on the list. I think it was like less than 2%.
Yeah, I just don't think he should be on. I think a lot of that is just from the fact that he's been hurt so much.
And that might be the case. That might be injury related. Yeah, I do agree with a good handful near the top, though. Dylan Brooks for sure.
Oh man, he's cosplaying.
I'm getting cosplaying. Listen to you.
That man want to be in movies so bad.
Oh goodness. Damn.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants—they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
We also, somebody sent me this week, and I didn't really know what to make of it. The sports betting site Bovada put this out.
Heard of
it. Bovada's been around for a minute.
He's heard of it. He'd be playing. He heard of it.
They put out the list of the top 10 NBA championship teams of all time with no context, by the way. Just their rating. Here you go. Argue. And I think that was probably the point of this, was to let people argue. Number 10, the 2020 Lakers.
We know why that team there.
Why?
That team, because it's the bubble ring. They call it the bubble ring.
But that makes you one of the top 10 NBA champions of all time? I don't know.
Oh, sorry. True.
Yeah. These are the top NBA championships of all time. Number 9, the 2008 Celtics. Number 8, the 2001 Lakers. That should be way higher on the list. That should be like one or two. I mean.
Yes.
The 87 Lakers at number 7. I don't even remember. What was special about the 87 Lakers?
That was that Magic, Kareem?
Yeah, but they had won, two or three times previously?
Yeah, but what was that
record?
That
was the Showtime Lakers, I guess?
Yeah.
I don't remember. The 97 Bulls came in at number 6.
I think the 87, was that the year they beat the Celtics, right?
Yeah.
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 97 Bulls came in at number 6. If I'm not mistaken, were the 97 Bulls the...
No, that was the 96 Bulls that were 72
with
and 10.
Okay, with the 72 and 10.
Yeah. We'll see as we go down this list.
Oh, yeah, they're on there at number 2. Yeah, okay. The 2018 Warriors at number 5.
And that was that the
that was the year
that's the KD year
that's KD
oh that
year.
Was the KD
that was that's not
year.
The 73
that wasn't 73 and 9
that was the year.
Year
before
that was the 2017 Warriors. The 1986 Celtics at number 4
because the 2016 Cavaliers is the one where they beat
the
73 they beat the 73 and 9
yeah. The 2012 Heat at number 3.
No,
I guess because that was the first LeBron Wade Bosch title. And then the 96 Bulls at number 2 and the 2016 Cavs were number 1. So I could see the 2016 Cavs being up there. He came back from 3-1.
So the Heat lost in 11, won 12 and 13, and lost in 14.
So here's,
okay, so it would have been the first title then with LeBron and Bosch.
So okay. I want to know who comprised this list.
I don't know, but there's
no, because you think about it, we went 16-1, we had 8, and you know who's missing on this list is the Detroit Pistons.
04?
It's like, yeah, when they went, I think they went, what, 16-1 too, or 15-1, whatever it was.
I don't remember.
And so this list is so, you can take that Celtics team off there, that 2008 Celtics team, you can take that shit off there.
Yeah, that was the big three here.
Yeah, you can take that off.
But how does that be? How does that land in the top 10 all time? Because it was the big three?
And there's no Spurs team on here.
Not a single Spurs team made this list, by the way. Y'all won 5.
So, like, this list is this is a boo-boo list.
Yeah, I think so.
You can take this 2016 Cavaliers team. You know, you can put them down at number 10. Because this ain't the number one team.
No,
you know?
They're not number one, but I don't think they're 10.
Yeah, I don't think they're 10 either. Yeah. I think they're top 5.
Because for them to take down the team with the greatest record of all
and
time.
And do it down 3-1 in the NBA Finals to come back and win is, I mean, that was humongous.
Well, in that case, you should put the 95 Rockets on there. And we didn't have home court advantage, and we beat all 50 win teams.
Can I tell you to
the finals?
Can I tell you why they didn't put y'all up there?
Why? Because there's no Jordan. Jordan was there. Oh, you forgot he got beat by Orlando Magic. And everybody's
but I mean, he was back like 5.5 minutes.
No, he wasn't.
His shoes weren't even tied yet.
He dropped the double nickel on New York, but he wasn't.
Shoes weren't even tied. He was wearing 45. Come on, fuck off.
He was 23 when he got his ass beat Portland. Hey, you know what he said? He's like, fuck it. I need to go recruit and get some fucking help. Coach, I need help. Robin, I need help.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
But listen, Cappy, I need help.
But to go back to number 10, you know, with the 2020 Lakers, I do think there are some people who say that's one of the harder titles because of the nature of everything that was going on. You know, everybody, that's the bubble. Because my thing is, basketball was canceled. Like, they didn't have to bring the season back.
Oh, no.
True.
And so for everybody who wants to, you know, I just feel as though because it was the Lakers that won it, everybody got a problem with it. I've said that before, and I'm going to always stick to
that. I think that's true, though.
Yeah,
I think that's valid.
I just think people said, well, I think this was a more even field because everybody had the same conditions. It was no home court advantage. So I agree with you on the fact that it was a hard championship to win, but everybody had an even field. That's why I say it kind of tilts towards not being as tough where you got to go in someone's arena when you got people cursing you out, throwing
loud
shit
crowd
at you,
and getting the all that there, shit. Yeah. You know? Well, we sort of hearkened to this on the Tuesday show. This question came in from Kevin. Did you see the quote from the NBA GM about the draft sucking so bad this year that it could get somebody fired? And this was the quote.
Yes.
Quote to NBA reporter Jeff Goodman. Quote, "This is an absolutely awful draft. There is no guy that projects as a franchise player, no one that even stands out as the number one pick. This is the type of draft that will get someone fired if they get the number one pick." Because people are going to go, the number one pick of the draft, you screwed it up. Well, I think anybody could screw this draft up. I mean, I went and looked it up, and I don't even know any of these people in this list, except for the kid from UConn. Zachary Richet. A 19-year-old wing from France's top division.
Why is the guy number 5 from UConn going into the draft? You can't shoot. What are you doing?
Because there ain't nobody else going into the draft? Because you can get paid up front?
Okay, the big from
UConn. Be a top 3 pick?
You can't guard my old fat ass. Why are you going
into the draft? Don't do that.
I'm like, it's like so many guys, and this is what pisses me off about the league. They got to a point where they let, you know, they draft kids on potential, you know, and like, dude, draft the kid who got fucking talent, not potential. Potential is like, you know, rolling the dice and okay, give me what you got, you know. But it's the leagues is like, he's right. I don't think the GM's gonna get fired because there's gonna be like the whoever has
there
a lottery
anybody pick. To pick.
Yeah. There's a lottery. Every lottery pick GM gonna get fired unless you all of a sudden you find a diamond in the rough, you know, like an AR or something that, you know, nobody drafted. All of a sudden, this motherfucker balling. So it's
right.
I've never heard of either of the two kids that they're projecting at 1 and 2. Zachary Richet, however you say this guy's name, the 19-year-old, and Alex Starr from Australia. Never heard of either of them, but they're projected to go 1 and 2. So
congratulations.
Goes to show you how much the draft has got. Just empty this year.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Jason Kelce lost his Super Bowl ring in Chile. This was during a live taping of the New Heights show, the podcast he does with his brother. They were taping at the University of Cincinnati last week. They were doing a, what was it called? It was a chili tub scavenger hunt. Mm-hmm. And he's in there overseeing it, and he's got his hands in the chili. There's this huge tub of Skyline chili. And he comes up, no ring. And they have yet to recover his Super Bowl ring. Got lost in the tub of chili. For starters, why are you wearing a Super Bowl ring in a tub of chili?
That's what I want to know.
Problem number one.
Mm-hmm.
Problem number two, why are you wearing the Super Bowl ring at all? It's a display piece.
Now, I can understand if you're going somewhere...
Are you doing an event?
And it's making an appearance of some sort.
You've got an Eagles event or something.
But you shouldn't be wearing that like it's just some regular piece of jewelry.
Like it's a wedding ring. Yeah. Like you wear every day.
And even then with your wedding ring, take your wedding ring off.
So I have a friend who I adore. I adore this man. He's a good friend of mine. One of my best friends in the world. Was part of the production team for the Atlanta Braves the year we won the World Series. Where's his World Series ring? Everywhere. And I have mountains of respect for this man, yet it is the most gaudy, ostentatious, braggadocious bullshit I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? You're going to get gas, you got your World Series ring on. Bro.
And may I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Is he actually in the Braves organization?
He was the in-stadium host. For the Braves. So, like, he is on the big screen all the time during – he doesn't do it anymore, but for 15 years, he was the in-stadium host for the Braves.
Are we talking – oh, I know who you're talking about. Is it – I know him?
Funny. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
And I love him. Again, he is a dear friend of mine.
He's a good dude.
A great dude. Wears that ring everywhere. And I'm like,
really?
you're begging for it to get stolen –
You get
lost.
Upside the head.
Yeah, somebody's gonna clock your ass. We live in Atlanta, man. Like I've seen people get knocked out for less.
Hey, my brother's got jacked twice in Atlanta when he used to come watch me play in Atlanta. So stop it, dude.
Jason Kelce lost his. What's the worst thing you ever lost? Did you ever lose anything like crazy valuable like that?
I lost my wallet on a plane.
You lost your whole wallet.
My whole wallet.
You didn't get it back?
Mm-mm. Driver's license, credit cards, and $2,000 that was in my wallet.
By the way, I would much rather lose a piece of jewelry than my wallet.
Yeah.
Because that is the most annoying. Like, you have to cancel all these cards.
You got to go through
You got to get a
that.
New license.
Yeah.
You got, I mean, what a monstrous pain in the ass.
You know, the crazy part is the hardest part was, like, getting my license was easy because I know my driver license number. And so the hard part was I had this credit card and I didn't have no idea what the fucking number was. It was like, okay, how do I fucking cancel this card? I'm like, shit, it took me 2 days.
Yeah, you got to call them, proof of ID.
Because they don't answer the phone on Sunday. So I'm like, fucked. I'm like, dude, what can I do?
It's a tedious process.
Yeah, and I left an iPad on. I think this is the most heartfelt one. I left an iPad on the plane, and it had like all the pictures of my kids in it.
Oh.
You know, that's when everybody was downloading everything to the iPad. That hurt more than losing the $2,000 in the credit cards.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That sucks. That sucks. All right, last question is from Chris, and we'll wrap up Shoot Around this week. I want you all to get nerdy. How excited are you for the Deadpool and Wolverine now that the amazing R-rated trailer is out? It looks incredible. What do you guys think it's going to be about?
I think it's going to be good.
Heart go to first on this.
Oh, it's gonna, it ain't going to take too long. But no, I did see it. It looks good.
It looks incredible.
It looks incredible. You know, Deadpool is a funny dude.
Oh, I love that they've done this with Deadpool.
Deadpool is a funny dude.
I love it so much.
I think they're going to really do their thing. I'm looking forward to watching it.
This movie's going to make a mountain of money.
Yeah.
I am super excited about it because you know my love affair with the X-Men.
Oh, of course.
Deadpool is right there, you know.
He's always been like X-Men adjacent. Yes, like, he's always kind of like, yeah.
Not he's always wanted there. To be an X-Man, you know, so I'm so excited for
this. So initially, though, like, I remember hearing all the rumors that it was going to be Deadpool kills the Fox universe. Like, he was going to go through all these universes and kill off all the old Fox Marvel movies, so, like, kill off all the old X-Men and all that shit so Marvel can redo it. But what it looks like is happening is instead of killing off all the Fox universes, it looks like they're, like, pruning them like they did in Loki. Like, they're all in the void. Because it says that you saw the 20th Century Fox big logo behind him at one point that was all in rubble. And everybody that's like in the void has been pruned from the Fox universe. So it looks like Deadpool's trying to prevent his universe from getting killed by Marvel. Like Wolverine's universe has, like all the old X-Men movies have. Like Marvel's killed off all that stuff. So I think the joke here is Deadpool's trying to stop Marvel from killing his movie because it was a Sony movie. Yeah. Don't kill my universe. But oh my god, him and Hugh Jackman together in this movie are gonna be wild and out of control, and I can't wait for it, dude. It's gonna be so funny.
But that's supposed to come out when?
Comes out in July, I think July 26th.
Okay.
Yeah, over the summer. Right. It's gonna make like $500 million. It's gonna make so much damn money. Yeah. Oh my god.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.